Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
I got this picture on my phone here. It says, Waiting room for colored only. May not be able to see it. It's kind of a messed up thing. Can you get a close? No, forget it. Waiting room for colored only. It's on my phone. I'll put a picture there. Segregated facilities are no longer explicitly banned in federal contracts. Donald Trump has just recently decided that explicitly banning segregated facilities is just a bit too much, a bit too far. He wants to be able to see it go back to the old days before he dies. All federal contractors and non-federal contractors and businesses everywhere who believe that they now have some sort of right to take back what was fought for already peacefully. I dare you. Good and decent people of YouTube. I don't know if you saw my first video of the day. These aren't pre-planned. Well, I had them in my head that I wanted to do, but there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. The resistance has an update. Watch that first. It should be up before this. This is my turn to just... I just want to speak to you. There's going to be some racial issues, so if that triggers you, you can leave now. This is something that I think is so important. I wanted to give it its own show. This Tuesday, we were speaking with some absolutely amazing members of 5051 who are working on veterans topics, veterans issues in that organization. They have some dates coming up. D-Day comes to mind. But to make sure, I will put also in this, those dates, everything I can find about those people. We also, you can go and check out the live. Most importantly, what we talked about was civil disobedience as opposed to civil unrest. Marching in the streets, protesting, holding up signs, bullhorns, standing on the sidewalk, getting the permits. This is civil unrest. We need sustained civil unrest. Boycotts. Economic pressure through civil unrest. We need it sustained. We're learning. We're training each other. These past 3 months have been a training exercise in learning that. Because what happens is we've had it good. We haven't needed to do this. You don't even know what shoes to wear or how heavy your backpack should be before it starts hurting if you're walking over a mile. You don't know, do you need a tent? How long should you stand there? How long should you sleep there? When does it cross over from being civil unrest to civil disobedience? Civil disobedience is things like sitting down at the counter where only the other race is allowed to sit. Civil disobedience is sitting in the front of the bus being black in 1960 when the law says you have to sit in the back. There's a difference.
Come out of the box.
In order to get things like segregated bathrooms, segregated diners and counters, segregated schools, segregated ice cream parlors, segregated water fountains, done away with, to be seen as human beings, as black people. We went through years and years and years of sustained civil unrest that went into formal civil disobedience that got people killed, thrown in jail, violently attacked by authorities, and dogs pushed back with high-pressure water hoses that ripped skin, all the while unable to fight back because civil disobedience requires that you don't. Then there were those who decided that they would use the Second Amendment to their advantage. They were called the Black Panthers, and they policed their own areas. They took a different approach. But through the Black Panthers, you get things like Thanksgiving Day giveaways. Through the Black Panthers, the United States government has things like free lunch programs that came through them. So no, don't tell yourself that you're better than anybody else because you believe in nonviolence. They were nonviolent too. They just had guns. They just believed in protecting their people. And they did, because the police were a gang force. Oh, by the way, they still are in LA. Heard the news yet? There's at least 6 gangs. Police gangs tattooed all over them. They are the enemy to black people. And that was understood by the Black Panthers. So there was that movement going on. There was the political movement. There were people like Al Sharpton. There were people like Jesse Jackson, Hosea Williams. There were people that fought politically. The point of all this is, because of the efforts of all of those people pulling together, we now have a blueprint on how to fight now. White folks across the board had no idea, was not living in a fascist state. Black people, that is the definition of fascism. Being told what to do, what to wear, where to go, when to go. Inability to have rights, being have rights taken away from you without worry. Being thrown in jail with no due process, never expecting a fair jury trial, death around the corner because of a whistle or a bad look. That is fascism. We were there because of our efforts. Things like the right to vote for all women. We're joined in by black women because before that happened, they were getting nowhere. The gay pride struggle. Not to say Stonewall didn't change a lot, but it was the civil rights movements, the laws, and those lawyers that got it to even where it is today, ask the ACLU, and being taken away from, by the way. I say all that to say is, we've been there, we won it, and we've been living in the fruits of that labor, eating them. And they were sweet. I got this picture on my phone here. It says, waiting room for colored only. May not be able to see it. It's kind of a messed up thing. Can you get close? No, forget it. Waiting room for colored only. It's on my phone. I'll put a picture there. Segregated facilities are no longer explicitly banned in federal contracts. Donald Trump has just recently decided that explicitly banning segregated facilities is just a bit too much, a bit too far. He wants to be able to see it go back to the old days before he dies. I say all I said in the beginning to say this. Here's where you may want to dip out if you're not prepared for the truth. As a veteran, my vow is to uphold the Constitution, to defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. I have no problem fighting in the streets peacefully, no problem with civil disobedience in the defense of democracy and humanity, the social contract between citizen and leadership. As a black person, the fight for segregated bathrooms, black-only water fountains and countertops, we've already done that. This is for white people to be peaceful. This is for white people to give their turn of a bus boycott. their 381-day long bus boycott, their 10, 15, 20-year long fight and peaceful protest and beatdowns. We've already won it. So if I find one of those signs in your building, too late, you don't go backwards. For black people, I'm assuming I'm not the only one. It would behoove you, all federal contractors and non-federal contractors and businesses everywhere who believe that they now have some sort of right to take back what was fought for already peacefully, as well as warned by the Black Panthers, not so peacefully. I dare you. No, we don't go back. We fought for that already. We did it right. We turned it into law. Once a people, a person, a group, or an organization finds out that there is no recourse inside the law, they will look outside. What's the cost of gasoline now? $3.57 a gallon or something like that? Just about $3.57 a gallon. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.